Look there, my man. I hear whispers, black boys. Look there, that old fool Broom slipped off to sleep. That's right, Chief Broom, that's right. You sleep and keep out of trouble, yes. I'm not cold anymore. I think I've about made it. I'm off to where the cold can't reach me. I can stay off here for good. I'm not scared anymore. They can't reach me. Just the words reach me, and those are fading. Well, inasmuch as Billy has decided to walk out on the discussion, does anyone else have a problem to bring before the group? As a matter of fact, ma'am, there does happen to be something. That's that McMurphy. He's far away. He's still trying to pull people out of the fog. Why don't he leave me be? Remember that vote we had a day or so back about the TV time? Well, today's Friday, and I thought I might just bring it up again, just see if anybody else has picked up a little guts. Mr. McMurphy, the purpose of this meeting is therapy, group therapy, and I'm not certain these petty grievances... Yeah, the hell with that, we've heard it before. Me and the rest of the guys decided... One moment, Mr. McMurphy. Let me pose a question to the group. Do any of you feel that Mr. McMurphy is perhaps imposing his personal desires on some of you too much? I've been thinking you might be happier if he were moved to a different ward. Nobody says anything for a minute. Then someone says, Let him vote, why don't you? Why you want to ship him to Disturb just for bringing up a vote? What's so wrong with changing time? Why, Mr. Scanlon, as I recall, you refused to eat for 3 days until we allowed you to turn the set on at 6 instead of 6:30. A man needs to see the world news, don't he? God, they could have bombed Washington and it'd have been a week before we'd have heard. Yes. And how do you feel about relinquishing your world news to watch a bunch of men play baseball? We can't have both, huh? No, I suppose not. Well, what the dickens? I don't guess they'll bomb us this week. Let's let him have the vote, Miss Ratched. Very well, but I think this is ample evidence of how much he is upsetting some of you patients. What is it you are proposing, Mr. McMurphy? I'm proposing a re-vote on watching the TV in the afternoon. You're certain one more vote will satisfy you? We have more important things. Yeah, it'll satisfy me. I'd just kind of like to see which of these birds has any guts and which doesn't. It's that kind of talk, Dr. Spivey, that makes me wonder if the patients wouldn't be more content if Mr. McMurphy were moved. Let him call a vote, why don't you? Certainly, Mr. Cheswick. A vote is now before the group. Will a show of hands be adequate, Mr. McMurphy, or are you going to insist on a secret ballot? I want to see the hands. I want to see the hands that don't go up, too. Everyone in favor of changing the television time to the afternoon, raise his hand.